Wednesday night's program that we are calling Soldiers of Christ. We are trying to learn the Bible together. And in that attempt, we are trying to sit closer together. We're trying to learn the Bible facts that we will be talking about tonight. Boy, somebody took this one and got them all mixed up. Here, fix that for me, would you? All right, now, if you're visiting, I want to give you a something you can follow. Are you visiting with us tonight? You can move here if you want to. We'll take you. Who else? I'm gonna. You might have to share. Bill, can y'all share, or do y'all get along okay? All right. When I come to this family assessment workshop, I want to know from the expert what's happening now. Yeah. Here, pass that. Mary, can you pass that one down? All right, who else needs... All right, not too many members raised their hand tonight. That's good. Maybe you're a little timid now. Okay. Is there any visitor who does not have access to one of the field manuals? It's what we're calling those that have the Bible facts in it. Hey, Dirk, what's happening? You got somebody who needs one? How good can you catch, Dirk? Can you catch pretty good? Oh, you sent your cutoff man. All right. Okay, where do I need to put my Bible? In my car, that's a good answer. By my bed, that's another good answer. Where do I need to put the Bible? What does Psalm 119:11 say? Let's say it together. You can say New King James if you want, or you can say Old King James. Let's say it together. Psalm 119:11. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. Is that a good place to put it? Now, if you talk about your physical Bible, there's a lot of places you could put that would be helpful. But your physical Bible doesn't do you any good unless you put it in your heart first. Where do I need to put the Bible? I need to put the Bible in my heart. When I put it in my heart, does it do anything for me? Does it do me any good? What does the Bible do for me if I will take it and put it in my heart? Got any ideas? Y'all are still stuck in the same chapter, huh? Psalm 119:105 says what? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalm 119:105. So I take the word, I put it in my heart. When I put it in my heart, it guides my life. It becomes a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Why should we study? Why should I pick up the Bible? In case y'all haven't found your cheat sheet yet, it's on the back of your title page, all right? Why do I need to study the Bible? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. All right. Is that true? What's going to happen if we study? Of course, New King James and other translations say be diligent. What's going to happen if we study the word of God? If we are diligent in our study of the word of God? Are we going to show ourselves approved unto God? We've got to take the Bible, we've got to study it, we've got to learn. I think is it the New American Standard that says rightly handling or handling aright the word of truth. And that's our responsibility, is to take the Bible and to handle it aright. And that's what we're trying to do with the Soldiers of Christ program, is to get us into the book so that we can know the book, so that we can know how to handle the book, how to divide it properly, and how to make it applicable in our own lives. We're going to talk one more story tonight, and then we're going to get into some review exercises. Genesis chapter 37. I think that's where we're up to in our study through the Old Testament. We've talked about Abraham. We've talked about Isaac. We've talked about Jacob. How many sons did Jacob have? 12 sons. Were they all from the same wife?
No.
Aren't you glad, right? Well, maybe not. But... Would you want to have 12 children? Would you want to have 12 sons at that? one thing to have 12 girls. Can you imagine 12 boys all being teenagers about the same time? It's amazing that Jacob lived as long as he did, isn't it? 12 sons. How many daughters did he have?
One.
Did you know that? Did you know he had a daughter? We don't even read about her, right, very much. Where do we read about Dinah, by the way? You know what chapter? We'll talk about this more in a minute. You know what chapter we read about Dinah?
34.
Genesis 34. We hardly even know her name. We know the 12 sons of Jacob. We know the 12 tribes of Israel, and there was only one lady to take care of all of them. Can you believe that? Only one daughter to take care of all of them. So, who was Jacob's favorite son?
Joseph.
Why was he the favorite? Okay, Rachel's first son. What is another reason the Bible gives that Joseph was his favorite son? And I think it's there in Genesis 37. Son of his old age. I don't know. If you had a son in your old age, would he be your favorite, or would he be the one that you just looked at and thought, you know, I've had enough already? He was his favorite son. So, because he was his favorite, what did he give to him that he didn't give to any other of his children? Coat of many colors. Was that a good idea? Is it a good idea to show partiality to your children?
No.
Is it a good idea to love one more than the other?
No.
Just don't let them know it, okay? You know, if you do, it's one thing. If they know it, it's another thing. Did his brothers know, did they have any clue at all that Jacob loved Joseph more than the rest of them?
Yes.
It's pretty apparent, right? When he gets a coat of many colors and they don't have one, it's pretty apparent. What was the brother's reaction? Did they care? They're jealous. They're envious. And then Joseph had two dreams that didn't help matters with his brothers, did it? You know what the first dream was? Joseph had a dream that they were all out in the field binding their sheaves. And what happened with these sheaves? All of the brothers' sheaves bowed down to Joseph's. Okay, so he had the dream, right? You know, if you go back to this thing about showing about having more love for a child than another, that's one thing if you love one more than another. But when you tell them that you love one more than another, now you've caused some trouble. Not a big deal that Joseph had this dream, because it would eventually come true, right? Pretty bold to go tell your brothers about it, though, right? Hey, guys, I know you hate me already. I know you can't stand the fact that I've got one of these coat of many colors and you don't, but let me tell you this dream I had. It's amazing that he even lived long enough to have the second dream, isn't it? You know, get rid of this guy already. So he has a second dream. What happens in the second dream?
Sun,
moon, and 11 stars bow down to him. Not just the 11 stars, but who else? The sun and the moon representing his father and his mother. And he didn't learn from the first time, so he went and told them, hey guys, guess what? Even better. Forget the sheaves in the field. Because that's just, you know, That's tangible for us, but can you imagine the stars and the sun and the moon, and they're bowing down to me? What do you do with somebody like that? Can you ignore them? And they didn't. You sell them. That's a good idea. They hated him. What did they want to do? They wanted to kill him. They conspired to kill him. What do you think was the biggest obstacle in their minds, standing in the way of just killing him? If they hated him, just go, what's the biggest obstacle that likely was in their mind that, you know, maybe we hold back a little bit? Their father. Would that be a tough one to deal with? Yeah. So they throw him in a pit. They want to kill him. Who intercedes on his behalf? Instead of killing him, who decides, let's just throw him in a pit and work on this a little bit? His oldest brother, Reuben. You think Reuben liked the dreams? No. Think Reuben liked the idea that he was going to bow down to his little 17-year-old brother? That's how old Joseph was in Genesis chapter 37. But Reuben's got at least some sense. He says, let's not kill him. So they throw him in a pit. And while Reuben is away, poor Joseph, while Reuben is away, what happens? Midianite traders come through. They're Ishmaelites. Did you say Ishmaelites? Somebody said Ishmaelites. Somebody said Midianites. Guess what? That's right. How can they both be Ishmaelites and Midianites? They're descendants of Ishmael. So that doesn't mean they live in a certain place. That just means, who are the Israelites? Descendants of Israel. Who was Israel? Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Do you know where that's found in the Bible?
Genesis 32:28.
Joseph is found more than one place, so if you want to memorize somewhere else, that's nice. But the answer we're going to look for on the test is Genesis 32:28. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, so his descendants are called the Israelites. Ishmael's descendants are called the Ishmaelites. So there were some Ishmaelites who were coming through from the land of Midian, so they were Midianites. And they were traitors. That's not traitor with an I-T-O-R on the end of it. Those were the brothers. So you've got traitors and you've got traders in this story. So these traitors come through, and Judah, his another older brother, decides, you know what, let's just sell him. Let's get something out of this deal. How much do they sell him for? 20 pieces of silver. You get confused with 20 pieces of silver and 30 pieces of silver? The only stories that have 30 pieces of silver in it? You got Judas, 30 pieces of silver. You got Judah, 20 pieces of silver. You know how you remember that? You just memorize that it's 20 pieces of silver. I don't have any tricks. You just got to remember it. So they sell him for... How do you divide that up? You know? Of course, you think Benjamin's involved in this whole escapade? So they get 2 pieces of silver each. What a bargain. Where does Joseph go? Where's he taken?
Egypt.
Traders get there. That's A-D-E-R-S, whatever, on the end of it. They get there and they sell him to who?
Potiphar.
Sell him to Potiphar in Egypt. So we read about Potiphar beginning in chapter 39. What do his brothers do? They got to figure out, remember the big obstacle that had to be standing in the way, why they wouldn't kill him? Their father. Okay, we got rid of Joseph. Now we've got to go back home. By the way, when you read Genesis 37, remember that his brothers were out feeding Jacob's sheep. Where is that? That's most of the way down to the bottom right side of the page, chapter 37, about verse 10, 11, and 12, is where his brothers were feeding the sheep. Now, they're way north. They're good. They're, I don't know how, it's got to be 30 miles anyway. 30 miles north, herding sheep in Shechem. And so Jacob sends Joseph up there to see how his brothers are doing. Would you be a little weary of doing that? You've just told, a few verses earlier anyway, you've just told your brothers about these dreams, and now you're going to go up and see how they're doing. Huh?
If he believed
the dreams. Sure, if he believed the dreams, no worries. And so his father sends him up there to check on the brothers, to check on the sheep and all the rest. And so that's when all of this transpires. So what do the brothers do? They got to figure out when they go back down home and Joseph's not with them, you think the father will notice? Where'd Joseph go? What happened to him? So they take what do they take and kill? A goat. What kind of goat? Baby goat. Who said that? A kid. They didn't kill a kid, but they did kill a kid. They killed a, huh?
Don said a live one.
A live one? Yes, they killed a live goat. That's good, Don. We're catching along here. So they killed a live kid goat. Took the coat of many colors, dipped it in that blood, took it to their father and said, Father, do you recognize this? Do you know? Duh. Do you know if this might belong to somebody? Can you imagine that kind of an attitude? Can you imagine That kind of audacity. To go to your father. Now, who's their father? What does his name mean? Well, his name was changed to Israel. What does Jacob, what does his name mean? Trickster or supplanter? Why does he have that name? That's what he did. He tricked his brother, although he really didn't. Esau was just stupid and sold him his birthright. Tricked his father. Now his sons turn around and what do? They act like they don't have a clue what's going on. What does Jacob do when he sees that coat? Tears his clothes and he mourns for his son. Why? Because he thought he was dead. Why did Jacob think Joseph was dead? There's blood on the coat. Why would he think? Did the brother say he's dead? Did the brother say he's been killed? They didn't lie. Yeah, they didn't have CSI, so they couldn't check the DNA back then. Did they lie? If you deceive somebody, if you lead them down a road to a conclusion that is false, is that okay as long as you just don't say it? As long as you don't come out and proclaim it? You just help them get down there and you nudge them a little bit. What is the devil called? Is he called a liar? Is he the father of all lies in John 8:44? Yes. What is he also called? The deceiver. Is there a difference? Not with the devil and not with us. So that's Genesis 37. We've covered a whole nother chapter. All right, here's what I want us to do. How much time? Oh, you're kidding me. How does time fly like that? Here's what I want us to do. We're going to have, huh? We are having fun, but it's not supposed to go that fast. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little competition here to see who has been studying. Let me see if I can get my cursor to work here. Let's see. I don't know who all is here. We're going to try this. We're going to try ages 0 to 10. So all of you who are age 0, perk up right now because we're talking to you. And ages 6. Oh, is there anybody in here? Ages 70 plus. Well, just pretend that you might be. Okay. I'm going to get to you. But if you're between 10 and 70, mum is a word. Anybody in here under 10? Is there anybody in here that can talk? I know grandma's holding grandchild back there. Brenda, if you want to tell her the answers and you know, that try it. You know, we'll see how that works. Anybody else under 10? Me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Anybody over 70? Nobody? Okay. Unfortunately, we do. All right. Here's the deal. If you don't want to admit that you're over 70, you're going to get creamed by kids who are under 10. All right? So if you can live with that, all right, if you can deal with the fact that you're over 70 and you got creamed by, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, that works. All right? So here's the deal. I'm going to ask you some questions that hopefully you've been studying. This is not a question, but by the way, Caribbean Lectureship, good deal. Talk to Jeff and Ellison, who are still there. That was in my questions. Okay, here we go. Don't raise your hand if you know the answer, because I'm not looking. All right? So if you know the answer, do what you're not supposed to do in school. What's that? What are you not? Shout it out. Yeah, you're supposed to raise your hand in school, Danielle, right? Yeah, we forget that sometimes. But don't do that. I want you to let me know if you know the answer. All right, you ready? Here's the first question. The first home. Are you over 70 now? I don't know. I didn't know Nell was over 70. Trying to get some points here. All right. They got one. Over 70 have got one. All right. Under 10s. You got to listen, all right? You got to be quick because Inel is quick and she's going to get this, all right? Under 10s. And old folks, you don't have to go easy on them, all right? You know, of course, if you want to make a little kid cry. Okay, all right, next question. Here we go. Who built the ark? I believe that the little kids got that one. I tried to throw one in there. Okay, here we go. Number of clean animals in the ark. Y'all are going to have to, oh, whoa, wow, I just put eight. It's not, whew, eight. Okay, let's see. Number of people in the ark. They're getting these. June said it first. And I got to go to work tomorrow and see June, so I got to give it to her. Okay, are we ready? Best book in the world. Volume's got to count for something, I'm just not sure. By the way, we're going to five in this, I forgot to tell you, but the limit here is five, so you've got to remember that. All right. Oldest man. Who got that? Someone old? You got to go to work tomorrow too, Lindsay. Be careful now. All right, all right. All right, kids, you got to step it up here. This is it. If the over 70s get it, they win. They win. They don't win anything, but they win. All right, here we go. All right, let's see. I don't think I've asked this one yet. Tower to heaven. Did they get it, Bill? All right, all right. Yeah. Okay. Created on the... Yes. Yes. I wish I could make up a question for that. All right. Created on the fifth day. What did he say? Oh, I should have said second day. All right. I think that I now got that one too. So the over 70s just won. We'll give you another chance, 0 to 10s, but all right. Now we're going to get to somebody else, since you all asked. Let's, all right, next age group. Do we have any, I know a lot of our teens are gone. Do we have anybody whose age is 10 through, if you're like age 10, you get to count for both of these. Anybody in here 10 to 20? Natalie? Oh, yeah, you count. Lindsay? Two of you? Hey, Casey, you're not willing to admit it very quickly, are you? All right, so you all are going to go up against, let's see, who do you want to go up against? Ageist, that's the oldest people would be the ageist. All right, let's do 60s to 70s. That's you, people. All right, here we go. You all ready? We're getting to those of you who are middle-aged, or at least think you are, we're getting to you. So, all right. Number of days it rained during the flood.
40.
I heard Lindsay first. Okay. Walked with God and did not die. I think that was over here. Two trees in the garden.
Tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life.
I think she finished it first. I think you started close. You might have started first, but she finished first. 0.5 for each? No, we got to get this thing over with. All right. Years covered by Genesis. Where's Mr. Don? About 2,500. Where's my cursor?
From creation to going into captivity.
Yes. All right. Size of the ark.
300 by 50 by 30.
Sue got it. I should have said size of the ark that Noah built, because I know some of you were thinking Ark of the Covenant, but yeah. All right, 3-2, here we go. Number of unclean animals in the ark. What? Who said that? Clayton said it? Hey, Clayton, you got to speak up and help your team here, man. I'm going to take your word for it. I'll take Yvette's word for it because she's sitting in front of you and heard you say it. But speak up and help. See, I didn't even see you. I thought there were three people on that team. All right. Let's see. Reason Abel's sacrifice was accepted. All right. Mr. Don got it. 4-3. Here's Sarah's handmaiden. That would be Sue. Okay. The 60 and over bunch is cleaning up here tonight. Huh? Nice. Nice. Nice try there. I don't think any of us believe that. All right, we're going to go up. Ages, what was the last one? 20 to 30. We have anybody in that? Hey, Lindsay still fits in that group. I did it again. Ageist. All right, what about 50 to 60? Did we already do that one? We just did 60 to 70, right? All right. Anybody want to admit you're over 50? See, once you get... Huh? Playing the... Never mind. All right. All right, Chuck. You're not over 50, are you? Just by a day, right? Right, right. Okay. Let's see. We're going to change gears on you. Number of books in the Bible.
66.
I have no idea who said that first. It was Amber who said it first. It was a younger voice. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did. Huh? 3-sentence summary of the Bible. I believe that they at least finished it first. All right. Languages the Bible was written in. It was a male. Was it Josh? I knew it was a male voice. I was looking right at Pat, and I knew that wasn't Pat's voice. I was trying to figure out who it was. All right. The preacher helps the younger crowd. Ages 50 and 60. You're losing. Okay. Oh, short answers. Okay. Short ones. Oh! We already did best book in the world. I don't have it as another answer here. All right. Where do we read in the Bible? What is the key location? What Bible verse do we read that God breathed into man the breath of life? That was over here again. All right. All right, I'll pull one that only 50s and 60s would know. Hey, that's not fair. Okay.
I'm still 60. I'm sorry.
Don, don't card her. You all can talk about her age later. Okay. Number of generations from Adam to Noah. Oh, wow. Amber has been studying. There were only like 4 people on that team. Wow, okay. That was pretty impressive, you know. I think what we ought to do here is I think we need to give the 50s and 60s another shot here because that was kind of sad. So I'll put you all back up here and we'll see if you can do any better against the 30s and 40s. That work? Anybody 30 to 40? Some of you are still 39, right? And holding, yeah. Some of you have been 39 for a really long time. Who's between 40 and 50 and we haven't even touched you yet? All right, you're sitting there waiting for your turn. All right, here we go. 30s to 40s. Oh, we got to go quicker. All right, killed his brother. Is that Fran? Okay, you're between 30 and 40, right, Fran?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, you got a point and I got a brownie point. Okay. Tempted Eve. You can't answer.
Why can't I? Why can't I?
Because he said you're over 60.
I am not over 60. I am
Let me
not
see.
Over 60.
Get your driver's license. The real one. The real one. Not the one you use. Not the real one. Okay. All right.
I get the point.
Yeah, I get the point too. I won't do that again. I gave you the point. Technically, you are over 60.
I am not.
Okay. All right. The first man. Way to go, Harrison. All right. Isaac's wife. Okay. Eve, yes. Close. All right. Cities destroyed by fire and brimstone. Oh, that was too close. I don't even know who said that first.
Technically, Lindsay is over 20.
Yes, technically, but we work together, and so I give her all sorts of leeway. All right.
You more grief than Lindsay.
Yeah, amen to that. Okay. Esau's other name.
Edom.
Chuck got it. All right, you're over 50, right, Chuck? Okay, I won't card you or anything. I've learned my lesson on that one. Son of Abraham and Hagar. See, I gave you time to think. You knew you only had two possibilities. Turn into a pillar of salt. That was Joy. Now, where do you fit, Joyce?
I'm 40
for
another week.
Oh, for another week. All right, so you fit there. Okay. Well,
40 plus 51 is
not yet. Sold his birthright. Fran got that. All right, so y'all came back. You did a good show. Did that show up? What's the deal here? You did a good showing. Okay, here. You doing something to me, Kevin? You messing with me, man? There. All right. Okay, we're gonna do one final round here. I know we're running late. We're going to do 40s to 50s, and let's see, everybody else, we're going to gang up on you, 40s to 50s, let's see, we're going to give these folks another chance here, all right, they're coming back, anybody between 40 and 50, some of you have not been participating, so it makes me wonder. Some of you have been participating, yeah, that word, a lot, and more than your fair. You were helping Don out with his answers, and then
I was in the same kind of field that she was.
Y'all ought to form a club, all right? You ought to form a club, the Against David Club, all right? Now, okay, 40s to 50s and under 10, and then we're going to have our cornerstone group meetings. We got to do this quick. Three Hebrew fathers. Whoa, see, we're connected right here, okay? She's offered his son at God's command. That was Kathy. I think you're in this category, Kathy. You can tell me later. All right. Meaning of Abraham's name. That was a tie. Abraham's native land. That one was not even close. Took Abraham's wife. Another tie. sacrificed in Isaac's place. Oops, I hit the wrong button. All right, Kathy got it again. That's the wrong side? Who did? Under 10 got it? I thought Kathy. I'm going to listen to Bill, though. Bill's got better hearing than I do. Okay. See, he's got hearing aids. He can hear better than I do. Y'all think, okay. Jacob's wives. We're going to throw that one out because I don't even know what y'all said. Let's see. Eve, yes, we got it again. Adam's wife. Eve, he got it. I don't even know. I just wanted to give it to him. All right. We got to go. We got to get this. Jacob's name changed too. See, I gave y'all one. Wanted y'all to catch up. All right. Here's one. The sin of Sodom. See, that's on the king card. You haven't even got to the king card. I just thought I'd throw that one out there for you. The first man.
Adam.
Got it. All right, this is it. We're in a tie. The next one wins. The word Genesis means. I think they got it. Okay. You don't think they got it? I think I'm biased? Yes, I am. Proud of it.